You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He is
good. Yes, He is good. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. Oh, give thanks unto the
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth from relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we just thank you for his faithfulness. We thank you that he is God and there is no equal. We thank you for the peace that he manifested in our lives today, the victories that we saw today, the victories that we will continue to see. And we just thank you, Father, in advance for everything that you purpose to do. We bind distractions and just loosen your presence to be in such a way that there is peace that will manifest all over us, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we will enjoy what victory feels like as we cover the topic of thriving in crisis. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, this is not something that we get excited about, but at the end of it, when we have victory in a crisis, we grow. We grow because we had to depend on God. We grow because we had to move forward. Remember on Sunday, I talked about the word now move. And you know, as you start, you take your own personal time and start looking through the scriptures, and you'll see wherever there was a crisis, God was there ahead of the crisis. And as a result of that, victory manifested in such a way that people had to look back and ask the question, who is that God? I want to serve that God because I know what was, I know what the odds were, and I know how you all came out of it. And it was not humanly possible. So if you look at some of the victories that you've had, that you have encountered, where God allowed you to walk in his freedom and peace because we sought him, then we'll see that there are intense testimonies. You didn't just get a $5 raise. You got a $15,000 raise. I mean, you just didn't get a car. You got a car that was given to you. You just didn't get a house. You got such a deal on the house that it was open and closed in one day, where other times people had to take 6-8 weeks. But wherever there was a crisis and you looked to God first, there was an outcome. Marriages were saved. Relationships were reborn just based off. It looked as if it was over. We're going to walk out of this thing. And all of a sudden, there was a crisis that took place. And so in crisis, there is victory. Okay? All right. So crisis creates opportunities. I mean, you can look at what's the guy in charge of Amazon?
Bezos.
I mean, it appears as if there was a crisis because COVID had come and people were not going to be buying and so forth. But it turned around and everybody started, and I mean everybody pretty much, started to gravitate towards mail order. I mean, where you would order something on Amazon and get it in 2 days. So, even groceries where you didn't even have to go to the store anymore because people were afraid to go in the store based off COVID. And other things came out, like Zoom. I mean, they just skyrocketed because they found a avenue. It was a crisis, and they solved the crisis by being able to allow people to see each other as they had meetings. So, and I went over on Sunday about steps in a crisis. And number one was, do I want to live or die? And in the midst of a crisis, you have to make that decision. And once it's made, then if you choose, I want to live, then all of a sudden, all the avenues are open up to you that you did not see before. I don't want to die. I don't want to take my life. I want to live. And then all of a sudden, you were able to see the things that were given, the blessings that was manifested, the victories that were already there that you didn't see before. So our mindset will shape what will happen in the midst of that crisis, whether it's a victory or whether it's defeat. So when you make the decision that I'll live and not die, but declare the works of the Lord, that's a miracle that's manifested just within making a choice or decision that I want to live. Number two was focus on what you have, because the scripture says to them that have shall be given and they will have even more than before. So it's a decision. Focus on what you have. It might look as if things are devastated, but as long as you're alive, as long as you have choices, as long as you can breathe, as long as you can make a decision, focus on those things. Focus on what went well instead of what didn't go well. Focus on the fact that I have some money. It might not be the amount that I wanted, but I have something. As long as I have something, I can focus on that. Because what you focus on, you bring on. If you live in a great attitude of gratefulness, I taught on that a few weeks ago, getting people to a place where they understand that it is in my favor. It might not be the way I want it to be, but as long as I can start somewhere. If you look around, everything was started by seed. You might not have the income that you wanted, but all of a sudden you decided that you were going to take that seed, that financial amount, and start sowing into a ministry where something would be manifest as a result of that. Number three, access quickly what you don't have. Why did I say quickly? Because some people like to live in what they don't have instead of focusing on what they do have. And when I say access quickly, what I mean by that is if you know you're in a financial bind, that things are not going well for you financially, you have to look at what you don't have. What do I need to take care of? What bills do I need to pay? Who do I need to take care of? first thing you want to do is make sure you're always tithe and give offerings. And then from there, you have, focus on what you have. You just tithe it. You just gave offerings. And therefore, a system, a spiritual system open up to you. You have favor. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over what God calls men or humans to give unto you. So when you focus on what you have, you just open up doors. Then you access quickly what I don't have. So I know I can't tithe at this time, but at least I can give offerings. And so eventually, by you giving offerings, you'll be able to tithe. You got to look at where you are, but don't live there. A lot of times people live where they are, where they don't have. And as a result of that, it gets worse. Because what happens is your mind grabs a thought, and it grabs another thought similar to itself. See how my fingers are multiplying? Because each time I'm thinking a negative thought, the mind grabs it and says, you want more. But if you grab, you focus on what you have, it grabs a thought similar to itself, which is what I have, how I'm being multiplied, how I'm being increased, how I am getting to a place where I can do this. I can do more than one thing. I can have multiple jobs. I can invest in multiple companies. And so once you focus on what you have, that increase. Look quickly at what you don't have, and you just want to write it down and make sure you have the information about that. So how do I increase that? Number three, I talked about now faith is. It didn't say later faith is. It says now faith is. And so what I'm saying there is, once you start to assess, do I want to live? And I'm standing deposit. Focus on what I have. Access quickly what I don't have, and then now move, because now is the time. You don't keep, see how you want to put this. You got to do something. It says faith is an act. So you can't get a job unless you apply for it. You can't increase unless you sow seeds. You can't enter a relationship if you're always by yourself. You have to do something. So you can't just pray, but you have to do. So now move. If you believe in God for a job, you got to do something. You got to apply for the job. You got to follow up. You get the interview. You got to send them a thank you note for saying, you know, thanks for interviewing me. Thanks for talking with me and so forth. I look forward to hearing from you. So what is it that you need to do? What is going on in your life right now where you need to act on something? You need to do something. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 11 in the message, it says, so here's what I think. The best thing that you can do right now, what the scripture says, and this is in the message, to finish what you started last year and not let those good intentions go stale. Because they can. You might start at an exercise program and you were starting to release weight. You were starting to get healthy. You were starting to breathe at ease. But something happened. You started to focus on what you don't have. Well, I expected to lose 20 pounds by this time. And because I didn't lose 20 pounds, why even try? You're focusing on what you don't have. You have not lost 20 pounds, you thought, but you lost something. You lost 10 pounds. You lost 5 pounds. But you started somewhere. And so when I hear on the inside, that's a word that I use. And you're free to use any word. And just ask the Holy Spirit, what is my action word? And mine is now. And when I say now, that means everything that I believe, every scripture I stood on, all come into play to propel me forward to what needs to take place. So, you know, you take a look at that in your own time, 2 Corinthians 8:11. But I just love how it says, so here's what I think. The best thing that I can do right now, not tomorrow, not after I take a nap, not 4 weeks from now, but right now, it's finished what you started. Okay? So you can write this down. The more crisis I encounter, the more trust I activate. Guys, this thing is deep, man. It's deep. And what I'm saying there is that I choose to activate trust, because we have a God that cannot fail, has promised that he wouldn't leave us nor forsake us. that he would always be present, that he assures our victory. But guys, we got to stand in agreement with God in order to walk in the victory. You know, we one of our biggest challenges is that we think God takes too long. But the God who knows us knows everything about us, and he knows that if I give you this at this time, we're not mature enough to handle it. I mean, I've shared it before. Curly and I came to the Lord as a result of financial challenges. But what we would do is we would believe God for the finances to change. The finances would change. But we did it three times where we got out of debt and got back in it again. Got out of debt and got back in it again. We would get out of debt and then make a decision not to go back to church because we were too busy spending that money. Okay? And then one day, we got out of debt and decided that God's goodness was so good. Why would we stop growing? Because there were other areas of our life that we needed to grow in. So what I want you to do is whenever a crisis come up, whenever a crisis, you encounter a crisis, you look for him. Because maybe you didn't like how he did it. But the reason you're still here is because he loved us enough where he said, I'm overlooking, because remember, his love is unconditional. We don't have to do things to be loved by him. He just loves us anyway. But sooner or later, we'll get to a point where, I mean, who can you trust? There might be a few, but he is somebody you can always trust. Number five, this is a new one I just added yesterday, is number five, seek and do. What is seek and do? So find out what God says about the situation you're dealing with. One of the first places that I suggest is that you find out who your real identity is. So you seek and find out, what does God say about me? And then whatever he says about me, just know we can do it. So if he says that he gives me insight and wisdom, knowledge and understanding, then do those things that require that to be manifested. So in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, in the New Living Translation, it says this. Okay, y'all ready for this? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all that you do, and he will show you which path to take. Guys, remember when scripture talks about wide is the road that leads to destruction, but narrow is the road that leads to salvation? Or victory. So when we encounter situations, if we seek and do, then we will ask him, we will talk to him about which path should I take, which job should I take, which relationship should I prosper in, what church should I go to. But he'll show you what is necessary. Because see, he just doesn't look where we are. He looks where he's taking us. He looks where we're going. And he always has growth attached to everything that he does. Growth. He doesn't want us to stay exactly the same. Because if you look at anything that you planted, if it's not watered, meaning it's not receiving nourishment, then it dies. He created us to grow by getting the water of the word, getting understanding of where we need to be. But wherever there is, wherever there's growth, there will be. And don't cuss me out. Don't waste your time sending me a text about this. There's going to be a crisis. We determine how long that crisis lasts, because we can go through something and still be into rest, enter into the rest of God. That makes it pliable, where you're not going to break. You will succeed. You will have victory, and you will be able to look back. That's why we're extremely excited about giving testimonies at our church. Because there's someone sitting there that has the same situations or the same things that this person is standing up giving the testimony. But how they came out, how it was different. About sickness, about finances, about relationships. But people are listening because people are watching you. But let's go on and let me get into that trust part. The word trust. Rely on the integrity. This person is not a liar. I'm talking about God. Trust in the strength that no one can beat him, in the ability that he cannot fail, in the surety that what he has promised, he will always perform, in the confidence of the God that we serve, the God that we accepted as Lord and Savior of our lives, the God that was always present, always doing the miraculous in our lives. And then when it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, all your heart. See, there's a part about that. If we trust in this, in the Lord with all our heart, it means it leaves no room for gaps or doubt. And guys, in order to get away from the doubt, to get away from those gaps, you have to replace your thoughts with his thoughts. We need to have the word in us so strong that it's the first place we go to. Not five steps later, but one of the first places that we go to. Because us having so knitted together with him, that he's always present. We're always thinking about him. He's the person that we look to. There's no room for anyone or anything else. Videos, video games don't take the place of him. Alcohol, drugs, and we'll all try it. But we go into natural things to try to feel a spiritual need. And guess what? Natural things can't feel that spiritual need. It's a relationship.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.